I'm Marco Werman with The World. How big is Sao Paulo, Brazil? Well, you can catch regularly scheduled flights from one end of the city to the other. So when the biggest city in Latin America almost runs out of water, it's a crisis. Yesterday on the show, we heard how that crisis started and how it's affecting people's lives. Today, we find out how Sao Paulo residents are helping each other out and working to change the way the whole region thinks about water. Here's reporter Catherine Osborne in Sao Paulo.
Edison Urbano's toilet isn't just a toilet. It's a teaching tool. Urbano lives in a middle-class neighborhood in Sao Paulo. A few years ago, he wanted to save money on his water bill, so he hacked his shower to reuse the water to flush his toilet. He also set up a cistern to capture rainwater. Today, Sao Paulo is in a full-blown water crisis. Urbano has helped start an organization called Cisterna Já, Time for a Tank. And he's opened up his home to visitors to share his ideas for saving water.
Então funciona assim. Eu moro num sobrado.
I take a shower upstairs, and it waters the toilet downstairs, Urbano explains to visitors. He says doing something like this can save a huge amount of water. Urbano also uses his rainwater to water plants and wash clothes. Altogether, he says, he's cut his water use in half. Urbano's wife, Silmata, says they've also put a home remodeling project on hold because it would use a lot of water for cement. But she has a question that many others in Sao Paulo are asking as well. What about the big buildings under construction across Sao Paulo, she says? Are they going to stop construction too? Or will they leave the rest of us with even less water? And that's where dealing with the water crisis goes way beyond the kind of individual action Edson and Silmata are teaching. Construction companies and other big bulk users have water contracts that critics say discourage conservation. A growing group of Sao Paulo residents say things like that are unacceptable. Drought, deforestation, and mismanagement have left Sao Paulo in an unprecedented water squeeze. Reservoirs hit record lows in January, and 40% of the city is experiencing water shutoffs. 21-year-old law student Igor Silva led a chant at a protest in downtown Sao Paulo last month. We demand equitable distribution of water in all the cities in Sao Paulo state, Silva says. He's from an area on Sao Paulo's periphery where the water is turned off half of every day. He says that had been going on for months before the government admitted it was rationing water. Silva says transparency is crucial, but that citizens weren't allowed to participate in a government crisis committee formed last month. In response, 40 organizations, together called the Alliance for Water, started their own crisis campaign, hosting open meetings and calling for government action. Some of their demands are short-term.
We need some of these very, very urgent measures just to help at least the people that don't have ways to store water in his houses.
Delcio Rodriguez is a physicist and member of the Alliance for Water. He says people who do store their own water also need to know how to keep it clean. Other alliance demands are more sweeping. So far, the government's main plans to deal with the water shortage are basically tweaks to the system and finding a few new sources. Rodriguez says that's nowhere near enough.
All the proposals he made in these moments are cement and trucks and things like this, but not protecting the environment and the forest. That's really the most important thing to have a sustainable source of water.
Rodriguez says 80% of Sao Paulo's main watershed is deforested, as is 20% of the Amazon. That means less rain coming from the Amazon and less ability to capture the rain that does come. Rodriguez says protecting the areas that provide water in the first place is the most important thing the government can do to solve the problem. But environmental educator Malu Ribeiro says by now, people have stopped assuming the government will take the lead. Society didn't get to establish the priorities for water use, Ribeiro says. But the massive organizing in Sao Paulo right now is proof that they can. After a big march 2 weeks ago, the government agreed to let some social groups join the crisis committee and pledged more help for low-income neighborhoods. Later this month, citizens are planning a big water assembly with help from a group from Itu, a small nearby city that went for months without water last year.
Só comportamento muda comportamento.
Itu resident Carlos Rodriguez says the crisis forced us to get to know our neighbors. We woke up politically and helped each other out. Rodriguez says it's this kind of action and solidarity that can get Sao Paulo not only through the current crisis, but to a new culture of caring for water. For The World, I'm Catherine Osborne, Sao Paulo.